Tech of Sports, Rick's Best of 2015. This week on the Tech of Sports, the best of 2015. And Modern Life Podcast Network mobile apps are a great way to receive our content on your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android. And don't forget apps like Stitcher Radio and TuneIn Radio, where you can get all your favorite Modern Life Podcast Network shows all loaded up and ready to go. Tech of Sports, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. And the Tech of Sports is a production of the Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. First of all, I'd just like to take a second and wish all the brave listeners and fans of the Modern Life Podcast Network a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year here as we wrap up the year. And this is the Tech of Sports that always wraps up the year. It's my picks for kind of the best tech and gadgets of 2015. They can be just about anything, but there usually is a sports connection to them. And I'm joined by Steve this week as we're going to talk about some of these innovative gadgets. And I got seven here that I'm happy to discuss. Steve, you're recovering from some oral surgery, but you're brave enough to come in and help us get through this tonight.
Hey, you know, it doesn't matter when it's time to podcast, you do what you got to do.
You've been in worse conditions for podcasts, I'm sure.
I have. Usually it's from a hangover, though.
You know, that's on a weekly basis for you, I think. But after, don't do any drinking when you're on some medication for the oral surgery.
No, I'm on the wagon for a while.
Okay. Stay on that wagon and, let other people pick up the cause for you. So, we're going to talk about some products this week. Steve, I know you're always interested in the latest and the greatest new products as are the listeners. So we're going to talk about those this week as we wrap up the year.
Yeah, this should be fun. And, you know, every year we've done this where you kind of go through your mailbag there. And I know that FedEx and UPS has probably been at your door every day with goodies for you to check out. So looking forward to hearing about some of it.
Yeah, a little bit. But not as many things being delivered to my house as the emails I'm getting for CES press releases already. Those are coming in by the dozens.
I'm getting them too.
You know.
Yes.
So let's get started this week and to wrap up the year. I don't know how you, Steve, how your sleep is on a nightly basis, but one thing I've read, there's some stats out there. You know, millions of Americans are affected by sleep disorders, sleep problems, and you know we all probably could use a better night's sleep. So I've been trying out, and I was lucky enough to receive the Bedit Smart Sleep Tracker. This is really probably the best sleep tracker I've seen. These products have evolved from, you know, something we wear on our wrist to something we had strapped to us to now a little device that just lays in the bed next to you or under the sheets next to you, and it's able to sense what's going on. And it just, you know, not only senses how much sleep you're getting, but also heart rate, movement, sleep cycles. There's an alarm it will give off when it's time to wake up. And then it gives you some tips and some coaching on maybe how to get better sleep in the future. So this is an all-encompassing little sleep tracker sensor. You combine it with the app from Bedit, and you really have something pretty special here for people that are concerned about sleep.
This is really cool because I've never had anything that honestly to track this kind of stuff for me per se. One of the things I do like, since I do own one, is it's also compatible with the iWatch, which I think is a real neat feature.
Compatible with the Apple Watch, iOS and Android devices through the app. It's a very cool, slick little device. Bluetooth. Each morning after you sleep, it will Bluetooth the information. We use Bluetooth as a noun and a verb now. So it will send the information to your device, and you can start tracking your sleep. It keeps a nice history of kind of your night sleeps in the past. So this is, athletes are always concerned about getting rest, students and parents and, you know, people that work each day. You know, getting a good night's sleep is really probably the best preventative measures for fighting off colds and illness. So if this can help with that, this is a nice device and an easy device to use for tracking your sleep. So this is definitely one of my favorite things of the year.
Yeah, it's really neat because, you know, most of the time the only way we have to measure our sleep is pretty much how we feel the next day. And to have something provide you some tips, tricks, suggestions on what you can do to improve your sleep is really cool. What kind of price point were you talking?
Yeah, we're a little over $100 on this device. So it's typical price range for a sensor that does a lot. This is a sensor, like I said, it's easy to use right out of the box. You're pretty ready to go. The data it collects and gives off is truly amazing. So you're going to pay over $100 for a good sensor that's worth its weight and does well. So it's in line.
Hey, if it works and it improves your health and how you feel, $100 is nothing. I think we do that. Spend that much at Starbucks a week?
I don't spend that at Starbucks a week.
Oh, come on.
If I looked at my monthly total at Starbucks, it would probably be shocking. But
you get freebies, right?
I had a free drink, free coffee yesterday because I had reached my 12. Every 12 on my Starbucks card, I get one for free. Every once in a while, they throw me something in there. When people give me gifts, usually they give me Starbucks gift cards. So I load those into my phone. So, it's Starbucks. What are you going to do?
Well, that's very true. And, speaking of coffee, one of the first things I do is fire up my coffee pot in the morning. But my wife uses a Keurig for making her hot tea and hot chocolate and stuff. And I also have one out in the RV that is of the smaller nature that is real nice when we're out in the RV. Although I typically don't use them, but you have something new from Keurig.
Yeah, I knew you guys were smart. I knew you guys having a Keurig machine, that's a really good thing. I've been a big fan of Keurig for years, and now they have a Keurig cold machine out. So a brand new machine, doesn't make hot drinks. This is now making cold drinks, but not just any cold drinks. Name brand products, Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, Sprite, ginger ale, teas, or iced teas, and root beers. I mean, these craft type drinks it will make, but also make sports drinks. So that's kind of a game changer and kind of a really cool thing. So the Keurig Cold, it's, you're over $200 on this device. But again, I think it's also good for family because you're only getting up to 8 ounces of a drink that comes out. So you're not letting a kid drink a whole 2-liter bottle of a Coca-Cola or a soda of some sort. Wide variety of beverages available and just really easy. You put in the little cup, your machine's already loaded up with the water. And, in a minute, it spits out your cold carbonated beverage. I don't know how it does it. It's, again, another fantastic machine and definitely one of my favorite things of the year.
For me, I think this is one of the coolest things that have ever come out, and especially from Keurig. They're a great company. And to have the vast majority of drinks that you can get out of this device is pretty remarkable from, as you mentioned, sodas to mixed drinks. One of the real neat things, and I don't know how they do it, and you mentioned it, is how in the heck they get the CO2 in those drinks.
Yeah, the machine is the machine's always on. It's plugged in and it keeps a chill of some sort in there. And you got to clean the machine every certain number of drinks you make. There's a little cup you put in that cleans everything. But the products taste just like the regular drinks you would expect. If you put a Coca-Cola little cup in there to make, it tastes like a regular Coca-Cola you're getting, or maybe even better than some of the Cokes you're getting at restaurants and that come out of those machines. So. Keurig Cold, go to Keurig.com. It is worth checking out. Available at a bunch of stores, and I'm sure they'll be coming out with new drinks and new beverages, and I always like seeing that. So big thumbs up for the Keurig Cold.
Yeah, and one other thing, the little, whatever you call them, the little refill canister things for Coke or whatever it might be, are really in the same price range as you would pay for the coffee ones.
Yep, you get a pack of four for about $4 to $5, depending on what it is, and so you're looking at about $1 a drink, and but you're paying for the ease, you're paying for the convenience, and you're paying for the technology, and I'm happy to do that.
Out here in California, we have a really high CRV cost when you have cans and bottles, so it would certainly save on that too.
Yeah, environmentally conscious too, with not using all, like you said, the cans and the plastic bottles. So that's another plus for the Keurig Cold.
So if you have one of these, how do you keep it secure? Do you padlock it down or something?
Well, since it's in the safety of my own home, I trust my wife and the dog not to steal it, Steve. But I know what you're getting at here. It was only a matter of time. I kind of predicted this maybe a couple of years ago. But everything, so many things now are app-enabled or can be app-enabled through our smartphones or our devices that we carry. And here's something I really like, Padlock, that are now app-enabled and controlled through an app. It was only a matter of time. I've been trying two of them out. Master Lock makes one. Master Lock, a huge name in locks and Padlock. We've all owned a Master Lock product, I'm sure, at some point. An app-enabled, beautiful Bluetooth Padlock they have. Think gym lockers, think storage units, anything that you would use a padlock on, cooler or a bin in a pickup truck, something like that. Here we go. There's an indoor and an outdoor version. You're looking at $49 to $59 to get a quality lock from Master Lock. Very cool. And then maybe even taking the technology a little further, an Australian company called Dog and Bone. They're entering the U.S. market with their Bluetooth padlocks controlled by iOS and Android. Now, with the app on this, you can open multiple locks with the same app, similar to Master Lock. They offer trackable type things to see who is maybe opening your lock. If other people have access to it, you can kind of control that. And your lock activity, like I said, your lock activity can be controlled. And you can also revoke the person who's the administrator can revoke user access to the lock, even if they have the app. That can all be done through the smartphone. So the Lock Smart from Dog and Bone, 128-bit encryption. Steve, Padlock have gone high tech right before our very eyes.
This is really remarkable. I think back to how many padlocks have probably been cut off of high school lockers because people forget their combinations. And as we know, all the kids on the block now have smartphones, so there's no excuse to get your English book out of your locker and go to class.
I like you thinking about the educational aspect of this, Steve. These are, like I said, these are high-tech locks. This adds another layer of security in because it's controlled through the app. I think that this is a great idea. You know, the Dog and Bone ones retail for, $70 to $90. You're going to pay $25 to $35 for a good quality lock anyway that you're just buying at the hardware store or your local home and garden store or a department store. So why not, up the ante a little bit, spend a little bit more money and get the latest and the most high-tech locks. These are a great idea, and I think the price points are in line with what they should be.
Yeah, I can already imagine some things I could do around my home here with this device, primarily the side gates to my house. And, a lot of times I'm out there and, I got to open the combination or whatever the case may be, or, I don't have the keys. I got to go find the keys. Hey, now I can just flip out my phone and open those doggone things.
Yep, this is a fantastic thing, and extra security and a little less worry when it comes to remembering combinations, losing combinations, and having all that right on your smartphone. I'm sure if you lose your smartphone, it can be reset onto another phone. I'm sure they've taken that into account. So let's move on to something, Steve, a little more sporty. What do we got next?
Well, actually, 2015 has been quite a travel year for you. And a lot of those trips also involved golf. So I think you have something here about Ace Putter.
Tell me about it. I think my back is feeling it here as the year winds down. So if anyone who follows golf, Steve, like me and you, like we do, they know that come January 1 of 2016, belly putters are going to be outlawed for tournament use, PGA Tour, European Tour, all the major tours, major tournaments. So belly putters are, I guess you can still go out and play around with your dad and use a belly putter if you desire. But here's kind of a substitute for that. I kind of like this putter. I like the guys who invented it. It's, a very high-tech putter. This is the Biomech AccuLock Ace. Maybe not for everybody, but for people that want to anchor their putter on some part of their body. This is not anchored with your belly anymore. This is anchored on your forearm. This is a very unique design for this putter. You got to look at it. You got to get out and try it, see if it fits your game. There's some pros that have been trying it. Heath Slocum on the PGA Tour, he's using it. Happy enough, I was honored to talk to Frank Fermari of who's invented the putter, also along John Cunningham. They've been traveling around the country hosting clinics, promoting this device, and it's a putter that is anchored, the grip rests against the inner portion of your forearm. Also, they're marketing this putter for people that maybe people with maybe the onsets of Parkinson's disease, people that can't really remain still or keep a still shaft going through on a putter. This is something that gives you something to anchor it to, and the putter is totally legal. So this has been pretty cool to try and play around with this biomech putter.
It's very interesting because is not the intent of getting rid of the belly putters that you're able to, you know, connect and stabilize?
Yeah. The shaft of those putters was so long that it was deemed an unfair advantage, I guess, for the people that were using it, maybe against kind of the rules of golf a little bit. Don't get me started on the rules of golf, that whole thing and how many there are, but supposed to add a little more even playing field to the sport of golf. And this putter has been deemed legal, so it's not anchored on your belly. They're fine with that. The guys at Biomech, they have other products they're talking about coming out with. And this AccuLock putter, one of their first products. But sometimes when a company releases a first product, it still needs work or it's not that great. I think they've done their due diligence. They've done their homework. They've done their R&D, and they've created a product that a lot of people can benefit from.
It'd be really interesting to see what guys like Adam Scott do, because he's been a belly putter for a long time.
Yeah, well, I can tell you what they're going to do. They got to go with a conventional putter or something else where it's not anchored into their midsection. It's going to be fun to watch. That's going to be one of the big stories in golf come when the calendar turns over and the tours reconvene, Steve. And we'll be following that with the Tech of Sport.
Yeah, we sure will. And I think you still find the best putters are traditional.
A guy who's a good putter with a traditional putter could be a good putter with a put him out there with a frying pan or something else. He would still be a good putter. So, maybe I should try that frying pan. I might help my lag putts a little bit.
Well, speaking of lagging, when I was a kid, I used to always lollygag, and that kind of means
not you.
Yeah, I did. I was a real lollygagger. My sisters would always try and get me to jump rope, but you have something new with that.
I don't know if you've ever talked about this on the air before, Steve, but you come from a family where, people were clowns. Is that somewhat true?
How did you hear about that?
A little bird maybe may have told me, but
I was actually a part of the clown family, the entire family. My mother, my stepfather, a couple of my cousins and myself were actually real clowns, doing the honking and blowing balloons and doing parades and all that kind of stuff. Somewhere out there, there's a featured article from the LA Times about it.
And we're not talking about someone, clowning around on the internet or something. We're actual, circus clowns.
Just like clown circus clowns.
Clown performers. Did that ever involve jumping rope?
No, it meant falling down a lot.
You do that any time.
I do that all the time now.
But yeah, what I was trying to get at here is there's a smart everything. We have a smartphone and smart sensors and smart TVs. We now have a smart jump rope, if you can believe that. So this is the next generation of jump rope. It's the smart rope, a fitness tracker right in the rope, real-time tracking of how you're jumping, what you're jumping. It will display fitness data while it's midair. LED lights light it up. This is a beautiful rope. It comes with a nice carrying case. It will give calories burned at the end of your jumping session. It's under $90. I have the link we'll put on the site where it's available. And, a lot of athletes use jumping rope to get warmed up for their sport. It's popular with tennis players, track and field athletes, other sports. So we now have a smart jump rope that through our devices, we can track all sorts of things involving jumping rope.
Who would ever have thought technology would get to jump ropes? I mean,
if it hits jump ropes, it's going to hit everything.
It really is. And you're right. This is a gorgeous device. I'm looking at it here now, and the model they're showing looks like a kind of like a brushed stainless, but there's various colors and grip options and everything.
This is not the jump rope that you had out at the in the dirt patch at the school where the kids had some sort of funny rhymes and sayings while they were jumping. Now you can still do that, but this is a jump rope for someone that is involved, is tracking fitness, is concerned about their training regimen or training routine. This is just, I've been very impressed with this device and how well it's made, how well it works. And, the price is not too bad at under $90. I'm looking forward to more, what's going to build on with this smart rope.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, when I was young, we actually used rope.
An actual rope that you would twine, rope, you know, something like that.
Absolutely. But this is, you're right. It's really beautiful. And the price point is actually really good when you consider other devices and electronics and things like that. And, you know, for a fitness person, this makes total sense.
If someone who's not serious about jumping rope is not going to buy this. So I assume if somebody's buying this or purchasing this, they're serious about jumping rope. They're serious about training for something. And I expect they're going to make full use out of the capabilities of this thing, which are, there's a lot of different things that this is, this does really well. Jumping rope is not a lost art, and it's not just for clowns, Steve. This is, jumping rope has now hit the high tech sphere.
Well, I'm glad. I don't plan on purchasing one because I don't even box, but I'm sure there's a place for this for mostly in the training world.
Boxers, fantastic rope jumpers. I'm sure a lot of those mixed martial arts people, they train with the jump rope. So, yeah, looking forward to the evolution of this and where this goes. There's just the possibilities are endless where you can put a sensor and have a smart something or other.
So there's a company that has products that I've always been a fan of, and that's Mophie. What do they got new?
Mophie, yeah. A lot of companies will come out with something maybe once a year, a new product. I give Mophie, M-O-P-H-I-E, a lot of credit. They come out with products consistently throughout the year. When there's a new device, when there's a new technology that's been developed, they're on top of it. They make battery packs, best known, for battery packs, for battery cases that attach to iPhones. When the iPhone didn't get the battery life that it should have, a lot of people had Mophie packs attached to it, which would give it another full charge. Mophie's really expanded their line. They make this thing called the Mophie Space Station now. And for somebody that carries around data like I do, that needs to carry around extra power like I do, this Mophie Space Station is a brick little external battery, it looks like, but it's also a 128 gig external hard drive in the same device. So you're getting two for one. You're getting the ability to charge about four devices with this brick and plug it in. You're getting 128 gigs of storage. So this is a device that is very important to me and very well done. It works great. It charges pretty quickly for the amount of charge that's on it. And again, Mophie is proven to be an innovator and a company that's doing something right with this Mophie space station.
I love this device. And for $150, you'd be hard pressed to go get kind of any kind of external drive at that price point.
For 128 gig?
Yeah, it's insane.
A solid state 128 gig external drive? Well, what would you think that would cost you just by itself?
I would imagine around the same price point.
You're getting basically buy one, get one free with this Mophie space station and less things to carry around. So I just carry this one thing in my bag. I used to carry a couple chargers. I do carry maybe a couple of little thumb drives in there. But as far as, you know, I got to take something to the copy place and have it printed out. It's all done through here. And it's, wow. Like I said, Mophie, I've never owned a ton of Mophie products. This is one that I'm proud to own.
You know, I wish when I was traveling a lot that they had devices like this because I sure could have used one. Although back then, cell phones were relatively new. But to have that kind of capability just to plug in and get a refresh and to save or pull some information, what a great device. One device in your bag and that's all you need.
Yep. It just makes me wonder what's coming next. This is a groundbreaking device. I'm sure we'll see probably some things at CES pop up that are similar to this, but I guess make it known that Mophie had it first.
Mophie does a lot first, and you know you're right. They are famous for their battery packs and things like that, but they've really expanded their line, and I love this storage capability of just being able to go into a lightning connector and away you go.
It works fantastic. I use it on all my Android. I have the Android one. Works on all my Android phones, and it's been a great device. So I think we got one more, Steve, before we kind of wrap up.
Well, you know, this time of year, you know, it's time for a lot of celebration and music, you know, primarily Christmas songs. So what's the best way to listen to those?
Well, there's a lot of great ways to do it. I've reviewed some headsets and some earbuds, some Bluetooth speakers. There's not a bad one really out on the market right now. But I just wanted to mention a company that's really fun to deal with. What's your favorite Bob Marley song, Steve? Do you have one?
Who is that? No, I'm serious.
Bob Marley, the famous reggae singer from Jamaica. you know, his son is picked up kind of where he left off. You don't have a favorite Bob Marley song?
I'm sorry, Rick. I don't know who it is.
Well, mine would be Buffalo Soldier. So I don't know. Maybe you can cue up Buffalo Soldier as we by Bob Marley as we kind of wrap up here tonight. But I listen to music. I listen to speakers on speakers and earbuds and headphones. House of Marley. They make the audio product. I love House of Marley. I have a couple of their products. I use their headphones. I have a beautiful Bluetooth speaker from them that I use. Great for music. But I'll tell you what also they're great for. And I enjoy listening to podcasts through the House of Marley products. They really do a good job with noise reduction and real clarity on music. And Steve, I'm not saying the Modern Life Podcast Network has a problem with this, but there's some podcasts, as you know, where there's a lot of maybe some humming or some noise. It's not professionally produced. I think the House of Marley products tend to be a little more forgiving, and they make listening to podcasts really, really a joy. And their prices on their products are, they have a ton of products for under $50. So you can't go wrong. The House of Marley, they're colorful. They look modern. They look cool. And if you're wearing a House of Marley over-the-ear headphone, people are going to take notice and ask, what is that headphone you're wearing? Because they look great and sound great. So, Steve, I can't believe you didn't know anything about Bob Marley or the House of Marley.
No. Sorry.
Until I tell Dave.
He'll know it's true.
He'll know. I bet he has a favorite Bob Marley song.
And what was the one you were recommending?
Buffalo Soldier.
Buffalo Soldier. Okay, I think I can cue that up for the outro.
Yeah, we don't want to break any copyright violations, but
we'll play a snippet.
Okay, so Buffalo Soldier, my favorite. He's got a bunch of other ones. I'm sure you've heard them. They're played in commercials constantly. Different commercials. You'll hear a Bob Marley song. But before we wrap up here, I just want to let everyone know that probably all these products and more that I talk about throughout the year are available on Amazon.com, and we have a partnership here with the studio. So it's modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon. Any and all of your needs. And Steve, I know it's important for you that people shop Amazon, and you really appreciate it when they use the studio link.
Well, absolutely. You know, the network has a lot of productions that go on every week, practically of the year. We have a lot of shows on the network, and it does cost to produce all the shows and the content that we have. So it's really important that if you enjoy the content, that you support it in some way. And there's no better way than using the Amazon affiliation, because there's no extra price to you when you buy through our Amazon link, and you help support everything that we do here. It's truly, truly appreciated.
It is. And if people have noticed, there's the podcast, the number of podcasts, the different podcasts on the Modern Life Podcast Network have expanded in 2015. So that's a good sign. And the way to show your appreciation would be just to go on to Amazon through the modernlifepodcastnetwork.com link and do your shopping. That would be definitely appreciated. So, Steve, this is over 3 years of the Tech of Sports. How have you made it this long?
Putting up with you has been insane. I know. But I wouldn't have it any other way, my friend. And I hope we have many more to go. You know, it's one of the interesting things, and one of the things I love so much about podcasting is the people you meet and the people you get to work with. And certainly you have become a great friend and a great promoter of what we do here at the studio. And I truly appreciate it.
I promote things I believe in, and I believe in you know, the growth of podcasting, the growth of the network, all the hard work behind the scenes that you do, and it being a passion of yours and your family's, and that really makes it fun for me. Anything where there's a family associated with it and behind it, it's a family business, and you know, this country was built on family businesses and families working together, and then your extended family, the people that that do the shows, you know, that I think of you almost as family. So it works out well for everybody. You know, happy to be a part of it. And I know that you're a big proponent on this network, and I'm happy to say we say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year as we wrap up. And this is going to be the last Tech of Sports of the year, and then we'll reconvene after the beginning of the year. So thanks to you and you know, all the other hosts on the network for setting the bar high. It's really something.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and you're right. Here at the Modern Life Podcast Network, we do say Merry Christmas.
We do, and we follow the news, and you know, I don't. We're I'd say we're politically correct to a point, but we, you know, in this country, it's important for that. So we'll leave it at that. And all these items that I mentioned would make great Christmas gifts or New Year's gifts for people. So that, that's always encouraged, and we'll have the show notes up, and I'll have the information on my website for people that want more information. And, you know, thanks to all the companies for providing me information on these great products so I could spread the word. That's, I love to do that. And if it's a product I like, I champion it and sing the praises of it. So just remember that. And Steve, another year wrapping up, and we'll recharge for a couple of weeks at the end of the year, and then CES kicks off right after the first of the year.
Yeah, it's been quite a year, and a lot of work has gone into a multitude of things. But this year we are shutting down for 2 weeks. You know, there's some reworking we need to do. We need to do some recharging and get ready for a full blast of 2016, because we have a full schedule of events and certainly podcast content to bring throughout the entire year.
The podcasts never stop.
It doesn't. Trust me.
Even during the 2 weeks, your host will be thinking ahead. You'll be thinking ahead, and we'll have some new wrinkles for the new year.
I'm sure we'll have some wrinkles, and if the shows don't, I know I certainly will.
Yeah, Deb said you got a lot of wrinkles.
I do,
and they're more and more all the time.
Yeah, and the jowls are starting to get there, and you know it's just bad all the way around.
I'll allow you to anchor that putter if you want.
I sure appreciate that, but my belly's pretty low to the ground.
Well, you still anchor it. Well, you need to sink some of those long putts. So, it'll be a fun year in 2016 following the sports technology and all the other shows on Modern Life Podcast Network as well. So thanks, Steve, for all you do.
No problem. It's absolutely my pleasure.
Great. And I guess cue up Buffalo Soldier if you got it. And we'll go out with that. As you know, we also want to get a quick mention in of Two Thumbs Up Media, twothumbsupmedia.com. The podcast internet broadcast directory set up by the people here at the Modern Life Podcast Network. And for the final time in 2015, this has been the Tech of Sports. You've been listening to the Tech of Sport, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.
Buffalo Soldier, dread like a rasta.